Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. Staying warm. And I hope you're ready to talk sports. That's what we do around here. Local program, you kick it off on this February 3rd afternoon with Spencer on Sports. My name is Spencer, and this show is about sports. That's where we came up with the title, and we're real creative around here. I can tell you that for a fact. 319-366-1600. Glad to be with you, as always, here from the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Busy show today. Plenty of basketball to get to. Big one last night in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes prevailing against another top 10 team, knocking off the Maryland Terrapins. We'll react to that. Your thoughts welcome on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600 about the game last night or about anything coming up this weekend. What are you watching this weekend? You're going to watch the Pro Bowl games? I was forced to watch a little bit of that last night because it delayed, or well, it didn't really delay, but it pushed the start of the Iowa women's game to ESPN News. If you were watching from home last night and not at Carver Hawkeye Arena, you were probably a little confused tuning in at 7:30. Like, wait, why are these football players trying to catch passes, jumping into the pool? Like, what is this? What's going on? Got moved to ESPN News. All was well. We got to see the game last night, but big game, big win nonetheless. We'll hear from Lisa Bluter, Caitlin Clark, Monica Sonato, and others about the game last night coming up in just a bit. Big one for the Iowa men's basketball team tomorrow, too. They've got Illinois coming to town. We talked yesterday at length about the ticket debacle, fiasco situation with the Orange Crush, where the Orange Crush student section misrepresented themselves as a Boys and Girls Club chapter, and now Boys and Girls Club chapter here in Cedar Rapids going to be able to go to the game tomorrow. Good news coming out of kind of a weird story. We'll talk a little bit about the game specifically coming up later on in the show. Plus, a big one tomorrow, a game you can hear right here on KGYM. Tomorrow morning, start your Saturday off early with some great basketball. Iowa State and Kansas, part two. These two teams played to a two-point game, Kansas winning by two on their home floor in Lawrence a few short weeks ago. See if Iowa State can exact some revenge on the Jayhawks, the team wearing blue and red. Iowa State still unbeaten at home this year, looking to keep that streak going. We'll talk a little bit about that, take a look at the weekend schedule. Some good rivalry games this weekend. Duke, North Carolina, kind of, it's weird to say, Duke, North Carolina is flying under the radar. I mean, it's not really flying under the radar, so to speak, but neither team is ranked. Not often we see that happen with Duke, North Carolina, but we'll talk a little bit about the weekend ahead in the world of basketball. Got some interesting stuff happening in the world of college football. More of a conference realignment story than anything, but a report out from ESPN that Big 12 changes, which to be specific are Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12 for the SEC sooner than 2025, so maybe within the next year or two. It's not going to happen. Looks like it is going to be on the original schedule. We'll get into that. Maybe some news about the Big 10's plans as well when it comes to determining their new structure when USC and UCLA join the conference coming up here in a couple years. We got some clues about that in a report from The Athletic as well. Also got some NFL news and got some NBA to get to as well. Also, today, your final chances to qualify in our Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circa Sports Iowa. We've got three games, three contestants that will make their picks coming up here between now and 6 o'clock. We will have one of those final three chances today on this program. Again, we're giving you a game from the Circa Sports book, courtesy of Circa Sports Iowa. You make your pick. If you are on the correct side of things, you will be placed in the grand prize drawing, which is happening Monday on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. The grand prize winner going to get $500 from Hy-Vee, a gift card for food and beverages for your Big Game House Party. We'll hook you up with some Circa Sports swag for you and your guests. Also, big piece of the puzzle is a three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Also going to give you $500 in spending cash. You can use it however you want. If you want to book a rental car, or use it for airfare, or use it to make some wagers. Hey, you can do with it what you want. But to all those prizes, the big grand prize is going to be drawn Monday on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. We now have 11 people in the drawing. We started slow, picking up here as we get to the finish line here on a Friday. We had two qualifiers yesterday in the contest. We're now up to 11. So good luck to our three contestants that will get through and see what happens with the games here this weekend. Actually, all the games are happening tonight, so we'll know by the end of the night tonight who moved on to the drawing, if anybody, here for Monday. The game we are going to pick on the show today. Now, don't call now, but the game we're going to pick on the show here today. A lot of Iowa ties in this one from the NBA. The Sacramento Kings and the Indiana Pacers. The Kings at -3.5, a 3.5-point favorite. The Pacers at +3.5. Of course, plenty of Iowa ties with that, with, of course, Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes on the Kings. Tyrese Halliburton, newly named NBA All-Star. Well-deserved honor for Tyrese and the Indiana Pacers. Just lost to the Lakers last night in NBA action. So it's a back-to-back for Indiana. The Kings and the Pacers will be our game we'll pick. We'll pick that coming up sometime before 3 o'clock. So stay tuned for your cue to call in and pick that game. Hopefully you're one of our lucky qualifiers that we will give that big prize to coming up on Monday, courtesy of our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. 319-366-1600. Let's dive in to the women's basketball game from last night. Fantastic game, fun to watch. Iowa leading pretty much from start to finish. I say pretty much because you look at the official box score and Iowa led for 38 minutes and 48 seconds. Maryland, the Terrapins, who were visiting last night, the eighth-ranked team in the country, they led for all of 12 seconds in that game last night. So pretty much start to finish for Iowa as they win their third victory over an AP top 10 team this season, knocking off the Terrapins at Carver-Hawkeye Arena and defending the home courts last night, 96-82. And honestly, what more can you say about Caitlin Clark? 42 points, accounted at least three logo threes. That Mediacom logo is her favorite spot, I swear, on the court. But 42 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, incredible efficiency, both with shooting, 13 of 19 from the floor, passing as well, a number of straight dimes from Caitlin Clark last night, as she finished with 6 3-pointers, 6 for 11 from beyond the 3-point arc. Some big numbers. I could just list off all the stats that Iowa Sports Information sends us with these box scores and recaps. But 74 straight games scoring in double figures for Caitlin Clark. She's made a 3-pointer in 41 straight games, and her 13th game this year with 25 plus, along with 5-plus rebounds and 5-plus assists, leading the way for this Iowa basketball team to another big win. But you can't ignore the second part of the law firm, as they call them, Clark and Sonato. Monica Sonato, that is, 28 points and 6 rebounds. You talk about efficiency. You look that up in Webster's Dictionary, which is a book where you look up words for the kids out there. Monica Sonato with 14 of 18 shooting from the floor last night, and she continues her incredibly efficient stretch, shooting at least 70% from the field in 6 of the last 7 games. As I mentioned, the win for Iowa, the third against a team ranked in the AP top 10, beating Ohio State, beating Maryland. Of course, when they played Iowa State at the time, the Cyclones were a top 10 team. That's second most in school history in a single season. And what was really important in this game for Iowa, and you'll hear Caitlin Clark talk about it here in just a minute, was got out to the lead, right? And Maryland knew they were going to make a push, and they did. And they certainly did make a push in that third quarter, things getting tight. Iowa was up 20. Their largest lead of the game was 20 points in the third quarter, with just underway in that third quarter. Maryland kept chipping away, got it down to 10 pretty quickly, and the Hawkeyes were able to weather the storm. And Caitlin Clark indeed talked about that, how they were able to do that and weather the storm in the second half, if you will, against a really good Maryland team that's had their number recently.
What we talked about at halftime, just as players, was like, we know they're going to make a run. They're the number 8 team in the country. You can't expect them not to. You know, they were going to battle, they were going to fight, but I didn't think we had the best start to the third quarter, but we definitely weathered that. And I think at the end of the game, I tried to attack the rim as much as I could because they're in so much foul trouble. And I thought we did a good job of that. But, you know, we never got frazzled when they went on a run. We just knew that. We kind of expected it to come. We broke their press that they were putting on. You know, we got good shots in the quarter court. So, yeah, I mean, when you're able to weather the storm of a really good team, I think that just shows the maturity of the group that we have. So I'm proud of us for that.
She talked about, that was Caitlin Clark, by the way, talking about foul trouble last night. Number of different players on Maryland, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players, just doing the math quickly in front of me here, 6 players with 4 fouls on the day, including 2 of their best players. 2 of their leading scorers, Diamond Miller, 4 fouls. She finished with 27 points. Cheyenne Sellers, 26 points, also finishing with 4 fouls on the day. And Abby Myers, another key player in Maryland's rotation, 15 points, 7 rebounds for her, but 4 fouls as well. So the Hawkeyes get it done, another victory, and really putting Iowa on a strong trajectory here that they continue to be on. It's not like they just jumped on it, but really impressive what they've been able to do. You know, you talk about defending the home court. These are good basketball teams, obviously. This is a Maryland team that's been one of the best, if not the best teams, best team in the Big Ten for the last number of years. And they've won 4 games, the last 4 games against the Hawkeyes. So, like we said, important to defend the home court. You're going to face them again, so who knows, you know, what's going to happen in that second meeting. But puts you in a good position here with some important games to come down the stretch, including one next week Thursday that's going to have a lot of eyes and essentially a battle for first place in the Big Ten. A really, really good Indiana team that's only lost once this year. Iowa's got them coming up next Thursday. Another national audience, not ESPN this time. You're not going to have Rebecca Lobo and Holly Rowe in attendance with the broadcast team, but still on BTN, going to have a number of eyes across the country watching that game. And if Iowa can keep this going, hey, you're looking at, I think, definitely a regular season Big Ten championship and probably that number one seed in the Big Ten tournament if you can win the games. Now, winning at Indiana, I know Iowa did it last year, won it in pretty sizable fashion, certainly not an easy task. You've got road games at Nebraska and Maryland yet to come, and then another home date with Indiana. So nothing guaranteed, obviously, but certainly is a good spot to be in. If you're this Iowa team, you look at the latest bracketology for the women's side of things for ESPN and Charlie Krem, their bracketologist. Iowa up to a 2 line now and staying there, hosting a regional. His projected pod from ESPN.com has Iowa hosting Eastern Illinois, the 15 seed. 7 seed is Tennessee, and we know it's all about matchups. Good teams. Good teams don't necessarily have higher seeds. And Tennessee, certainly coming out of the SEC, one of the powers in women's basketball, would be a pretty stiff test, regardless of where their program is at. The 3 seed in that regional, if you expand it out a little bit further with Iowa as the 2, would be Duke and then Baylor. So some strong teams in that pod. Which, according to ESPN, would be Iowa City with 1 and Durham, North Carolina, with Duke hosting the other regional pod before heading into the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8. Still, with the women's side of things, South Carolina, the top overall seed. Indiana also at this point a 1 seed. UConn still a 1 seed, and Stanford as well. And ESPN has Iowa in Stanford's regional, in the Seattle regional for the 68-team bracket. 319-366-1600. A lot of talk, and rightfully so. And I'll play you this clip from Lisa Bluter about the National Player of the Year Award. Are we watching, in your opinion, the National Player of the Year in Caitlin Clark? I'll ask that question, pose it to you at 319-366-1600, and you'll hear from Lisa Bluter. This was her opening statement after the game last night.
Obviously, extremely happy with this game and the way we started the game. The first half was spectacular, I thought. You know, anytime you beat a top 10 team, it's special. But I don't know how you cannot say that Caitlin Clark is not the National Player of the Year. I don't know how you can say that she is not. She was unbelievable tonight. And Monica, you know, shot 78% from the field. Caitlin, her adjusted field goal percentage is 84. Between the two of them, they were 27 for 37, 73%. I mean, that is just, it's really, really hard to do. 27 assists on 37 baskets, extremely happy about that. Our bench came in and produced, but it was really our three-point defense. I mean, that's really what was also a big factor tonight.
You heard it there from the head Hawkeye, head women's coach, Lisa Bluter. Don't see how Caitlin Clark is not the National Player of the Year. Of course, the next question in the press conference last night was to Caitlin Clark herself. Do you put any stock in the National Player of the Year conversation?
No, not at all. You know, honestly, like, I know as long as my team wins, all that takes care of itself. And, you know, it's not something that I think about every day. And but, you know, that is a huge honor. It's, you know, even last year when I was in the conversation for it, it is a huge honor. It's a huge honor for our team, for our program, to have players in that conversation just like Megan was. You know, it is a big deal. So it's not something that, you know, I don't, like, just brush it off. Like, it is something you should be proud of and our program should be proud of, but that's not the reason you play the game of basketball. You know, I play it because I love it. You know, it brings a lot of people joy, not only myself. So, and when you get wins like that, that's the most important thing, and that's what makes basketball so fun.
Caitlin Clark talking about the National Player of the Year Award. We played you Lisa Bluter's clip where she said, I think she is the National Player of the Year. I don't see how you give it to anybody else, whether it's Aaliyah Boston or you know, LSU or Stanford or whoever it might be, players from those individual schools. I don't see how, in Lisa Bluter's opinion, in the clip we played for you, that it would be anybody else but Clark. And then you heard Caitlin's response to the question, do you put any stock into that? Obviously, she considers it a high honor, as you heard her say, but she wants her whole team to do well. And, you know, I imagine she wants to win that award after probably being pretty deserving of it last year and it going to Aaliyah Boston from South Carolina, who is in contention again. But I tend to agree with Lisa Bluter. Don't see how you would give it to anybody else at this point. Still a long season to go, still a full month of season left, but I don't see how you, at this point, if it was an award handed out on February 3rd, can give it to anybody else. 319-366-1600-4287 says, best collegiate player I've seen, men's or women's, referring to Caitlin Clark. 0835 referencing Reese from LSU as the only other player that has a chance at getting the NPOI National Player of the Year Award, but saying nobody has the all-around game like Caitlin Clark, and that she has to be the clear front runner. I agree. I think she is the clear front runner, and I think it's all about how you finish here. If she continues to do what she's been doing this season, against high-level competition, not, you know, saying LSU, South Carolina, whatever, isn't, but she continues to do what she's doing against top 10 teams, and there's three teams left on the top 10. I mean, one of the teams is the same. Three games left, I guess, is a better way to put it. Indiana, Maryland, Indiana twice, and then Maryland. I think you got to do it. You cannot overlook the best player in the country, in my humble opinion. Up next for the Hawkeyes, I don't necessarily think it's a quote-unquote trap game for them. I think this team is too laser-focused right now, but kind of an interesting spot to be in. You just beat the number 8 team in the country on your home floor, have two wins over top 10 teams essentially in the last 2 weeks, got another top 5 team coming up, maybe even higher than that, in Indiana coming up next Thursday. Penn State in the middle on the road, 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning, noon Eastern, obviously. You beat them very soundly back on January 14th, 108-67 at Carver. So all signs are pointing to it being a rout, but I'm assuming, you know, Penn State's a tough place to play regardless for men's or women's basketball. Penn State's got some decent players. I think Iowa's ultimately going to win the game. I'm not suggesting it is a trap game by any means, but interesting spot to be in if you're Iowa coming up on Sunday with that that top, likely going to be top five, I would imagine, unless Iowa stays steady in next week's AP poll with Indiana coming up next Thursday. So see how it plays out. I think Iowa's going to be fine. I think they're going to win the game on Sunday, but interesting spot to be in, regardless, with that kind of sandwich in there. All the bells and whistles going off with possible quote unquote trap game kind of mentality with that. But I think ultimately, if Iowa continues to play, they will. This is already a tough team to beat, and they will continue to be a tough team to beat down the stretch here. In 2023. 319-366-1600. Love to hear your thoughts. Continue about the game from last night, Iowa and Maryland. Going to take a quick timeout, look ahead to game tomorrow in Iowa City. And we'll talk about the game in Ames as well, Iowa State and Kansas. Of course, Iowa playing Illinois tomorrow down in Iowa City. We'll preview that here from Fran McCaffrey as well. Spencer at Sports rolling along here on a Friday here in the gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kobelman with your weather first forecast, and it's going to be a cold afternoon with temperatures just pushing toward 10 degrees. We are going to have some calmer winds, but it is still going to be rather cold. Temperatures will drop down tonight briefly before rising as winds pick up out of the south, and that will help send our temperatures up toward 40 degrees tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will rise into the upper 30s Sunday afternoon and will continue to melt some snow. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Need to update your furniture. Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up, get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. It's no wonder Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com named Honda the 2022 Best Value Brand.
So get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer. Honda gets the Midwest.
Based on 2022 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 2:29 on a Friday afternoon. Spencer at Sports with you here as we kick off local programming on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Talked about the Iowa-Maryland women's game from last night. Get to the Iowa-Illinois men's contest coming up here in just a few moments as well. Tell you about our poll question at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlements. Who wins Saturday's men's basketball clash in Iowa City? Is it going to be the Hawkeyes or the Fighting Illini? Vote at KGYMradio.com. Iowa the early leader in the poll question. But if you believe the Illini are going to take home a victory tomorrow, win it for the Orange Crush, in a sense, you can vote at KGYMradio.com. Greg Doyle of the Indy Star, I know he doesn't really have a skin in the game. He's columnist in Indianapolis, wrote a great article about the whole fiasco with the Orange Crush representing or misrepresenting themselves as a boys and girls club to get tickets, and basically saying the Orange Crush has, well, I can't say the word, but blanked around and found out and said, you know, they've been doing this kind of masquerading as different different organizations for so long, and surprising that they didn't get found out, and well, now they got found out, and kind of praised Iowa for doing the right thing, trying to make some good of it, kind of put the Orange Crush on blast for doing what they did. Like I said, I think I don't think there's any winners in that. I don't want to rehash the whole story. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast at kgymradio.com from yesterday's show. But I think the only way I could fault Iowa for it is waiting until February 1 to cancel all those tickets. You knew about it. If you saw it back in October, like, cancel it in October. Maybe you're so busy with football. I don't know. But I'm just glad that there's going to be those seats filled, not probably all 200, but deserving kids from the corridor that are able to attend that game, which should be a great atmosphere tomorrow down in Iowa City. Hawkeyes and Illini, 1:30 start time on Fox. Jason Benetti, one of the best play-by-play guys out there. Of course, White Sox TV guy, does a great job there. Does a great job college football and college basketball as well for Fox. He'll be on the call on the TV side of things. 319-366-1600. Get to that here in just a bit. Just a minute. Dwayne chiming in on the text line, asking what would the knock be on Caitlin Clark for the National Player of the Year conversation. He asked turnovers. I don't have a good answer for that. I think maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see. Again, I said this. I thought the same thing last year when she. I thought she was better player. I still think she's a better player than Aaliyah Boston. I understand Aaliyah Boston and why she's good. I mean, she's on the number one team in the country. But you don't have this. Do the side by side comparison, and night and day difference. 0835 also mentioned Reese from LSU. I mean, I don't see how it can't be. You do the comparison, and I think hands down, Caitlin Clark going to be your National Player of the Year. Still full month to go, but we'll see how it all plays out. Before we get into Iowa, Illinois, men for tomorrow, quick look at the women's scoreboard from last night. Pardon me while I find it here. In the Big Ten last night, Michigan beating Illinois 74-57. Penn State, I mentioned them. Iowa taking on Northwestern, or Iowa playing Penn State on Sunday. Penn State got a win over Northwestern last night, 74-64. And then Nebraska outlasting Michigan State 71-67. Those are the rest of your Big Ten women's scoreboard from last night. On the men's side of things, yesterday, Wisconsin and Ohio State, two teams that have not had very good stretches of basketball. And I guess Wisconsin's got slightly better after last night. They had a 16-point lead at half. Wisconsin went ice cold down the stretch in the second half. They missed their last 9 field goals and yet still somehow beat Ohio State, who is just absolutely reeling. Iowa fans, I know, don't like to hear that their one win in their last 9 games has been over the Hawkeyes. But that is how the cookie has crumbled so far for Ohio State. They haven't had a winning streak since winning 3 in a row at the end of December, and then they beat Northwestern on January 1st. Since then, Ohio State's record: lost to Purdue, lost to Maryland, lost to Minnesota. Ooh. Lost to Rutgers, lost to Nebraska, beat Iowa, lost to Illinois, lost to Indiana, and lost to Wisconsin last night. The Buckeyes now 11-11 overall, 3-8 in the Big Ten. And if it weren't for Nebraska and Minnesota, they would be probably in last in the Big Ten, although they are only a half game up on Nebraska in the conference standings. The Huskers are 3-9, and Minnesota 1-10. Their one win, of course, like I mentioned, over Ohio State. You got that big log jam now in the standings with Illinois and Rutgers both at 7-4, tied for second place. They're both 3.5 back of Purdue, who is 11-1. Then Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan State, Maryland, and Indiana, and Michigan too, all sitting at 6-5. Who's going to separate themselves from the pack? 319-366-1600. Iowa's got an opportunity to do it here, and an opportunity to knock off a team again who's in second place. Illinois was all alone in second place as of a few days ago. Rutgers has since jumped back to tie them. But somebody's got to separate themselves, or some teams have to separate themselves, and a good opportunity here for the Hawkeyes to do it. Of course, they've won two in a row, six of their last eight, including that win over Northwestern on Tuesday. Illinois, meanwhile, has been playing some pretty good basketball. They've won three in a row and seven of their last eight games. They were a winner over Nebraska. Had to fight for it, but they did win on Tuesday, 72-56 in Champaign. The only time you're going to see Illinois this season is they will be just a one-off on the regular season schedule for the Hawkeyes this year. And Fran McCaffrey earlier today met with the media via Zoom and asked where this Illinois team has improved during the season so far.
I think you have to look at them differently than you did last year when they had, you know, so many guys back. This is essentially a new team in many ways. It's a very talented team. You know, Brad's done a really good job with them, but they, you know, they had to figure out how to play together, and that take, you know, they've had some unbelievable wins, as you all know. We saw them, you know, beat Texas in the Garden, and they beat UCLA. I mean, they've got some unbelievable 7 wins in our league, so it's not like you're surprised. They got a very talented team, but I think, you know, they're starting to come together, you know, over, you know, the half the season, and I think that's what we all hope happens to any team that we coach, but in particular when you have some new guys.
Fran McCaffrey talking to reporters earlier today via Zoom, previewing the Fighting Illini as they make their way to Iowa City for action tomorrow afternoon. Hawkeyes doing pretty well at home. We talked about this earlier in the week. Iowa, just 2 losses at home. Really, both of them could have been wins. One of them, of course, that just god-awful loss to Eastern Illinois that I think all of us are still trying to, what happened in that game back on December 21st, and then the overtime loss to Wisconsin just a few short days before that. Illinois hasn't been the best on the road this year. If that's one thing you could kind of look at maybe as a trend for this game, the Illini are 3-2 on the road in Big Ten play. Their 3 wins have been over teams that are not that great. Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Nebraska. That Wisconsin game, they went on like a 22-4 run. That was last weekend, in fact, where they won in Madison, beating Wisconsin. The 2 losses were to some pretty good teams, some of the stronger teams in the Big Ten, Maryland and Northwestern. So if there's one kind of maybe weakness, it's playing on the road versus playing at home, and maybe the home court advantage that we've seen from Iowa this year will play a factor in this. Hoping for a good crowd. Obviously, it's sold out tomorrow. You know, the Orange Crush thing playing a factor in that. Should be, you know, a fantastic crowd tomorrow, and should be one of those games you certainly want to take in and watch for the game tomorrow as the Hawkeyes take on Illinois. Illini, they've had success. They've done well against the Hawkeyes in this series. They won the last 5, including both meetings last year, winning in Iowa City and Champaign. Of course, as you heard Fran talk about a few moments ago, it's a pretty different team. Kofi Coburn not there. Andre Curbelo transferred out, but some solid players in, including Terrence Shannon, a transfer from Texas Tech. Matthew Myers been having a fantastic year coming in from Baylor. Coleman Hawkins, a guy that a lot of folks would recognize having a solid year as well for the Illini. And they play well. They know the juice of this rivalry. That's for sure. The experienced guys coming into this team. So I think it's going to be a fantastic game coming up tomorrow afternoon in Iowa City. One piece of injury news, too, from a depth standpoint. Fran McCaffrey saying in his press conference earlier today that Josh Ogundele, practicing for the first time yesterday, been dealing with an injury, has not seen the floor. Fran saying he looked pretty good and getting real close to returning. So maybe a little help on the depth side of things for the Hawkeyes with that game tomorrow. We'll see if he's able to play. It was no guarantee he's able to, but certainly would be a big boost on the depth side of things for Iowa if he is able to return. Some good ones in the Big Ten this weekend, aside from Illinois and Iowa. Tomorrow you've got Purdue and Indiana. They don't do the old oaken bucket in basketball. At least I don't think so. But number one, Purdue, heading into number 21, Indiana. Indiana had a rough game against Maryland a couple days ago, breaking their five-game win streak. But you talk about rivalries that have juice. Purdue and Indiana, no love lost in that one. That is for sure. That's on ESPN at 3 o'clock. Also tomorrow, you got Michigan State and Rutgers and Maryland. Should I don't think they should have any trouble taking on Minnesota up in the Twin Cities. Sorry, Gopher fans. Basketball team's not very good. Maryland going into Minnesota. There, Sunday, Ohio State and Michigan, CBS game, Penn State taking on Nebraska, and Northwestern taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. We got Big 12 action for you tomorrow here in KGYM, Iowa State and Kansas. From Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Cyclones with that rough loss to Texas Tech early in the week, looking to rebound, looking to get some revenge as they take on the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas, a two-point winner in Lawrence last time they met back in mid-January. See if Iowa State can hold off Kansas and pick up a big win over the Jayhawks, who snapped that losing streak last week against Kentucky. As part of the Big 12 SEC showdown, and then got a solid win as some revenge as well. Revenge is on the minds of everybody, it seems like, here this weekend. Kansas beating K-State earlier this week, avenging the loss they had out in Manhattan earlier this season. Kansas and Iowa State, 11 a.m. tip-off. It's on ESPN TV. We've got it on KGYM, of course, and the Cyclone Network starting at 10. Tomorrow morning. And speaking of Kansas State, number 7 K-State, number 10 Texas, an afternoon opportunity tomorrow for you to watch that one, 3 o'clock on ESPN2. Top 25 action yesterday. Houston, a winner over Wichita State. Arizona beating Oregon. UCLA beating Washington. And we had an upset, number 19 Florida Atlantic. They fell to the Blazers of UAB, 86-77 last night. I mentioned Duke and North Carolina here this weekend. Both teams struggling. Been the rivalry has been one of the best in college basketball. No Duke or UNC in the poll this week. And strange to say, the third time in the last five seasons, these two teams have met while both are unranked. Weird to say that about Duke and North Carolina, but that is what we are seeing this weekend with Duke and Carolina. That's one of my favorite rivalries. I love rivalries in general. The traditional rivalries are always fun to watch, and Duke North Carolina usually appointment viewing on my side of things this weekend. We'll see if make some time to check that one out coming up. I think it's a 5:30 tip off, 5:30 Central Time. On the mothership, so looking forward to seeing the latest renewal of that rivalry here this weekend. 2:44. Let's do this. Let's give somebody a chance to hopefully qualify in our big game house party giveaway. We are on the final day of making picks to see if you can qualify. 11 folks will be in the drawing coming up Monday, hoping to add 3 more to get us to a nice even 14 here for the drawing with the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday. The game we are picking, a lot of Iowa ties, I mentioned this at the top of the show, the Kings and the Pacers. Pacers on the second game of a back-to-back, playing the Los Angeles Lakers last night. Keegan Murray and the Kings are 3.5-point favorites. So if you're siding with the Kings, you are giving 3.5. The Pacers are plus 3.5, courtesy of Circa Sports. 319-366-1600. Isaac is going to pick a random caller to be our contestant in our Big Game House Party giveaway. Two more chances to play coming up with the gym class, and then on the Todd Brommelkamp show coming up today between 4 and 6 as well. So don't fret if you didn't get through on this first opportunity. We got two more opportunities coming up today. Full info about that giveaway, all the prizes, all the contest rules is at our website, kgymradio.com. 2:45, we'll take a quick timeout, back with a little bit more news and notes for you here on a Friday afternoon. Spencer on Sports with you on the gym.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
C.J. McCollum and other NBA players have came out and said they don't believe that refereeing in the league has been good. It's been an ongoing issue. So they want refs to be fined if they make mistakes. And I cannot disagree more. At the end of the day, if you're going to fine refs, it's going to make them more nervous down the stretch to make calls.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on the gym.
Sunday, February 12th, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles square off in Super Bowl 57. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew from Arizona for all the action. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are hoping to win a second title in 4 seasons for Kansas City. But the Philly faithful are hoping this one can be as special as their last Super Bowl 5 years ago. If it's Super Bowl 57, it's right here.
Hear coverage of Super Bowl 57 right here on the gym. That's right. We got it for you a week from Sunday. Big game between the Chiefs and the Eagles. We'll have a full afternoon of coverage for you right here on KGYM. Monday, we'll start previewing the game. We've been talking about the latest from the NFL, but we'll start previewing the game in earnest coming up on Monday. Always fun to see who's on Radio Road. I'm sure ESPN Radio going to be sending a number of their hosts down there. Media Day, always a interesting to check out all the crazy questions that you get on Media Day. There's people there to ask serious questions. There's people there to ask, like, Patrick Mahomes, what's your favorite flavor of birthday cake? Is this really what's going on? Like, why are we asking people this? I'm sure there's some people who care, but Patrick Mahomes, if you could be a car, what type of car would you be? Would you eat the moon if it were made out of ribs, Jalen Hurts? I just, some of those questions are just really, really odd. 319-366-1600. Kyle from Tiffin, rolling with the Kings and the 3.5. All right. Isaac tells us Kyle from Tiffin is in our pool. Hopefully Kyle will be a winner tonight or a qualifier tonight if the Kings are able to cover the 3.5 tonight. Kyle says he is trusting, what did that say? Isaac sent me in a text, trusting the Murray brother. There we go. I like that. If I had to choose the side, I can't win. I can't really even play. But I would side with the Kings. I like what the Pacers are building. I like Tyrese Halliburton, obviously, is playing really well. Just signed Miles Turner to a big deal. Benedict Mathurin, he's playing well as a rookie. Pacers are a little bit of ways away yet. Like Kings, though, Kings are my, I, I'm I've said this before. I wasn't going to go NBA here for this final segment, but Bucks are my number one. And then I'm kind of just like individual players. A few teams I kind of want to see do well, but mostly just individual guys. I don't have a second favorite NBA team. I don't have a second favorite NFL team either. Packers and then, yeah. Not going to be anybody in the NFC North. Not going to be, I don't know. I just can't pick a second NFL team. I guess I've been cheering for the Bengals a lot. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, but like Chiefs, I feel like a bandwagoner if I jump on the bandwagon as their if I call them my second favorite team. So I feel like with the NBA, like I like Steph Curry, but if I say I'm cheering for the Warriors, like you're a bandwagoner. No, I'm not. I like Steph Curry. I think he's a good basketball player. One of the best. Doesn't make me a bandwagon fan. I like certain players on certain teams. Like, well, that doesn't make me a fan of that team. Like what the Kings are doing. Like what the Pacers are doing. Like certain guys in the Bulls. Doesn't make me a Bulls fan. So I don't know. It is what it is. My fandom is kind of messed up in many ways. 319-366-1600. I'll get you what's on tap with the rest of our local shows coming up here in just a few moments. Some news from college football. Get into this. I am filling in for Todd Brummelkamp today. So if you enjoy listening to me talk for an hour, how about two more hours on the radio coming up between 4 and 6? But I digress. We might dive in a little bit more to this coming up in the program between 4 and 6. But the SEC, of course, they've announced that Texas and Oklahoma are going to join their conference no later than 2025. There was some movement, some possibility out there that the Longhorns and Sooners' departure could happen sooner than that, but apparently that is not going to happen. ESPN reporting earlier today, it's unlikely that both Texas and Oklahoma will come to an agreement with the Big 12 and its television partners that would allow the schools to leave earlier than previously determined. So there's some thought that, of course, the Big 12 just put out their new schedule for the coming year in football, and there's 14 teams in the Big 12. You had the four new additions to the 10 previous schools. Once Texas and Oklahoma leave, that would get you back down to, I know, mind blown, 12 teams in the Big 12. Oh my gosh. But now it looks like we might have a second year of 14 teams in the Big 12, according to this ESPN report, which again says that it's unlikely there's going to be an agreement that would allow Texas and Oklahoma to leave early in 2024, like was initially thought. Of course, BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF coming in. Texas and Oklahoma leaving. That would make up the 12. The Big 12 will have 14 teams now, it sounds like, for two seasons prior to the departure for the Sooners and the Longhorns after the 2024 season. So that's the main piece of news from the college landscape. Minor piece of news, just basically for a scheduling kind of thing, but certainly is interesting to see how this is all playing out. And I know I mentioned there was some Big Ten news as well. Basically, the gist of it, we don't have time to fully get into it, but sounds like, and this is according to the Athletic report from Scott Docterman. He talked to Gary Barta, athletic director at, of course, the University of Iowa. Basically, the gist of it is Kevin Warren leaving the Big Ten, now the Big Ten having to look for a new commissioner, doesn't mean that there's going to be any delay in implementing what the new Big Ten is going to look like. If you follow my drift there, East-West alignment is going to be done with, it looks like. Still, it's still a possibility for that. And it sounds like the process might actually be sped up a little bit for what their new plan is. We'll dive into that more as we learn more about it, but basically Kevin Warren leaving does not delay anything in the grand scheme of things for the Big Ten and their changes. as they look to the future with USC and UCLA coming in. Coming up on 2:55, quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Back at 2:56 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports winding down here for Friday afternoon. Back with you, of course, on Monday at 2, recap of the weekend of college hoops and starting to preview Super Bowl 57 coming up between the Chiefs and the Eagles next Sunday. I have that for you coming up on Monday. Gym class on the way between 3 and 4. I'll be in for Todd. It's the Spencer on Sports takeover, I guess, today of the Todd Prommelkamp show between 4 and 6. Rob Howell from Hawkeye Nation will join me coming up at 4:30. And two more chances to play and to qualify. Try to qualify in our Circus Sports Big Game House Party giveaway. Scott and Mark have your next chance coming up between 3 and 4. I will talk to you again in just about an hour here on KGYM. We'll see you from 4 to 6. Until then, enjoy the gym class. Thanks for tuning into the show here on a Friday. Have a great weekend.